Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Friday, June the 19th, 2006, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. So, Professor, we were talking about the summer solstice coming up, the human sacrifice, and the 12 disciples of Satan who hold theirs on the ley line, because the ley line and energy grids that Parker talked about, and anyway, they're going to be doing it to 12 disciples of Satan. Those are the 12, and the 13th that comes up for the sacrifice of Satan himself, the goat-headed demon. And he comes up, and he'll go out and murder one of their enemies for him. They sit and drink the blood of an infant, usually kidnapped from a hospital, an infant. And they sacrifice it, and they drink its blood. And they do it at the old Navari, an old whorehouse casino downtown Denver, Colorado, and they stay at the Brown Palace Hotel across the street, and they do it on the 21st, the night of the 21st, and they over at it's a subdivision. I'm having problems because of things, but there's a subdivision that high-rise condominiums at in Cherry Creek that my ex-father-in-law own the property, and Larry Mizell built the building on it, and it's a high-rise condominium. And there's an exclusive subdivision that Millman lived in behind, who was one of the 12 disciples of Satan. Now it's Larry Mizell since 2004. Now, I'm aware of this for several reasons. One is people that live there. Second is the fact of Otis Johnson, Super Spook. If you punch in my website, 007 Otis Johnson, he took an order from Casey, William Casey. He worked directly for him. He was one of two assistants of William Casey. And William Casey had been around since 1945, the OSS. Now, he took an order to have Bush signed, Vice President Bush at the time. So he was ordered, dispatched out to Denver, and he flew out to Denver, and then he took the order to the old Navari. He said he went through the Brown Palace Hotel. There's a Ship's Tavern there used to be. It's kind of pinpointed, kind of a like a pyramid on that corner. So he goes down between the restrooms in the Ship's Tavern. There's a door at the end, and he went through that door, and he took a left and went through the tunnel and it's lit up. And he went over and knocked on the door of the old Navari through the tunnel. And somebody came to the door about 5 minutes later, a couple big goons, and he says, "I'm here to see the Vice President." He says, "George Bush." And so they said, "Okay, hang on." And they shut the door. So he waited another 5 minutes or 10. And he says, then he says, they came to the door and opened up the door, and Bush standing there. He says, "Come on in, Otis." He said, "What do you want?" He said, "I got to have this order signed by you, sir." So he hands him the order, and he said Bush was in a black robe, and he had a black hood over his head. And he starts to read it. And he said, Vice President, he says, "Mr. Bush," he says, "I need to see your face to verify it's you." He says, "I hear your voice." He pulls back his hood and he says, "Yeah, it's Bush." You know. Anyway, he said he's sitting there looking around the room and he's seeing the human drinking of the blood over the table they had this infant on. And they're drinking its blood through a shallot or whatever they call it, like a big glass. And he says, Bush tells him, he says, "Okay," and signs the order. He says, "I'm going to tell you, Otis." He said, "If you ever tell anybody," he says, "what you have seen in here," he says, "I will personally come kill you. Do you understand?" He says, "Yes, sir," and he left. Now, that's one story. I want you to focus, Professor Joe, on the bigger picture worldwide and what this means.
You're going to have to make this quick and short because I'm having to take care of other things. I'll just make a quick statement then. Just remember, it takes place the 21st, beginning at midnight, closed down at 4 o'clock. They can do the sacrifice 2 days before and 2 days after they want to have an effect. So the best thing to do is be a prayer warrior, calling on the blood, because Satan has been defeated by Jesus Christ. That's in the Bible itself, in the book of Matthew. So, Stu, we're going to have to shut it off there. And let the people, your prayers and thinking about it, and praying for it will be greatly appreciated on the 21st. If you can do it at the midnight to 4 o'clock in the morning, that's even better. And so we'll pick it up at another time, Stu.
Okay.
But we gotta go.
Okay. Thank you, Joe, for your input. And I'll put the human sacrifice up that I have a link on my website. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Go to StuWeb.com, folks. I'll have it up on Breaking News page of the human sacrifice along with this audio. So this is a short 5 minute and 32 seconds so everybody knows where it's going on and where I got my information from. Have a good day.